you know, on the tapes or the...
Sure, well, MSNBC says that I'm a deeply racist and can't show one clip of me saying anything racist. My lawyer said I could definitely win in court, but then I'd spend years probably beating him and tons of money. And, you know, they're so discredited, that's just the way it is. But specifically, obviously, I think God is going to use some of the trials and tribulations that people's children have. Yeah. You know, to help them learn more, but also you have the prodigal son. I mean, I think of all the rock and roll out there that's so popular, your daughter's pretty tame compared to some of the stuff that other people are involved in. But specifically, because I have daughters, and I want to understand this from you, who are a lot younger, you know, five and nine. You know, you raise somebody Christian, they're a very successful singer as a Christian, and then obviously, you know, the big powerful worldly stuff comes in, and who can refuse when they're 18 years old or whatever, and then she gets married to Russell Brand, who I think is waking up and is a good guy overall. You said some stuff off air to me, you know, nice stuff, and again, we're not judging people's the point.
Right. Yeah, we, like I said, I support my daughter. I've got a son and another daughter, and they're just as important to us, to me, as my as Katie is. And you know, I just think, you know, the generation that we're living in, they really want to be loved and they want to worship, but they're running after all these musicians and everything. And unfortunately, you know, it's the wrong thing to look at. But
that's what I want to get into. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Noanne.
No, no.
I'm just going to go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, you know, it's very unique out there because, you know, we travel all over the world. This is our 41st year full-time in the ministry. We go to about 8 countries. And then we go all over the United States. We're somewhere different in different place, different city, or different nation, almost every week. So I get a good perspective of what's taking place in this generation, and it's different. And you know, we have to learn. In my book, Looking and Seeing, I share that, like you said, we have to start seeing this generation with our heart and not with our eyes, and quit judging people because of their tattoos or their earrings or the color of their hair. I was in the Yippie movement in the 60s, and you know, we were totally different. So everybody judges by their hair, and everybody judges because of tie-dye t-shirt stuff. But we have to approach people with love, and that's what changes people's lives. And that's the gospel. I mean, I'm a minister, and you know, I get a lot of results because I don't come in with a lot of rules and regulations and a lot of stipulations and a lot of things you can't do, and you can't do this, you can't wear that, you can't go there, and you can't. And it's not God, period.
Well, all that does is being a Pharisee runs everybody off. Instead of bringing them in, look what Christ did. The Pharisees were always, you're hanging out with hookers, you're hanging out with tax collectors, you're hanging out with fishmongers. You need to come up here and be with the elite. And he said, look, you go pray up on the top of the hill and show off and tell us how good you are all day. All you're doing is running people off.
Right. That's what I think we've done in the past. I think it's changing, though. There's the real change going on, and I think there is, for this generation, there's a hunger to know the real God. There really is. There is. I see that in the young people. And once they connect, man, it's incredible, the passion and the things that are taking place. And I'm seeing it all over the world. I mean, all over. It's just been incredible.
I want to shift gears to your book because I have never been obsessed with celebrity. It's interesting to meet somebody that you admire, someone's book you read that was powerful, or a musician whose music you love, then it's interesting. But if I don't like your music, if I don't like your films, if I don't like your book, then I could care less about you. And I don't want to say mean things. I don't want to single out artists or filmmakers, but people that are popular, but I think is crud. I mean, I'd walk to the other side of the street not to meet you because you're probably an egomaniac and that's boring. And so getting past, kind of like Ashton Kutcher recently said, what's going to fulfill people is not caring about celebrity anymore and realizing that they're fulfilled and realizing that there's limited slots out there to be a celebrity and realizing there's a lot of baggage that comes with being that, and that Madison Avenue has sold the idea that these idols can fulfill you only so they can sell you a product when you're already basically fulfilled. And I think that's what your book basically says. And you know, you've had a bird's eye view of it as well, and what it does to people, because I know that there's a spirit, and as a pastor, I want to hear what you think this is, sir. I want to give you the floor.
Can I say, too, you know, I've been around a lot of these celebrities, and some of them, I'll be honest with you, they're distasteful. Like you said, you don't want to be around. They've got an attitude. There's so much into themselves. I can say about my daughter, I believe the reason my daughter is loved and is because she really loves people. She really does. And I've instilled that, my wife and I have instilled that in her life since she was a little girl. And she really cares about people. And she, and I've always said, keep your feet on the ground, you know, because, you know.
Certainly. I mean, she comes off as a very sweet and passionate person. I wasn't from the oblique or an obtuse way talking about her. I'm specifically talking about in the full question. My question for you, Pastor, because I want your insight on this, is there's a spirit not in the celebrities, but in the general public who's looking for something. When they can already find, you know, God in their heart, people are looking and looking and going crazy all around me, believing they're going to become celebrities or they're going to become movie stars or they're going to become this and that. And there is this crazed spirit of narcissism sweeping the world right now that I really think is a spirit. What do you say to that?
Well, yeah, I think it's the Antichrist spirit. Of course, has been released in the earth, and it comes in many different shapes and different forms. And you know, thing about this generation also, I notice is they're all caught up in the tweeting and the Facebook and everything. And to be honest with you, a lot of them they don't know anything about what's really taking place in the real world. They just know about their friends and who's the latest pop singer, the latest song, and they're all into that. But most of them wouldn't even know if Moses came back on the earth. You know what I mean? I mean, they're just so caught up in the social media of themselves and the latest fad and the latest color. It's crazy. And they, I mean, you ask them, they know nothing about what's going on in our government, what's behind. They like the president because he's cool. You know, nothing, they don't research about all that, you know, to see what's really behind.
You just said it. It is a projection to cover up reality and get people obsessed with false reality so they can be enslaved.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's out there big time.
What do you make of the current state of the world where you've got, where all the sides are being corrupt? Like it's wrong that Israel is helping Al-Qaeda attack Serbia, but it's wrong, or helping Al-Qaeda, they did that as well, helping Al-Qaeda attack Syria. It's wrong that Iran is trying to fund Hezbollah to attack Israel. It's wrong that NATO's trying to help Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just all over the place. Where are the good guys?
Well, I tell you, there is some good guys, but they're hard to find. You're one of them. There's some voices out there. Paul says in the scriptures, there's many voices. But you know what? You have a voice, and you need to know that. And I know, you know, I'm coming from me, not very much of nothing, but I'm telling you, you're making an impact upon this nation. I believe this nation is like a spaceship on course, and it's running. I mean, it's crazy, but two, we have to realize, you know, your listeners are some that maybe don't believe in God, and those are probably a lot of them do, but it's Bible prophecy. Things are being set up for this end time, you know, and I can see it all taking place, and I think over the years I've seen it, you know, I've seen Bible prophecy come to pass in the front page of the newspaper. Incredible.
I agree. And they use preachers that always put a date on it and they give it attention to discredit it. But look at the cashless society. Look at the world government. Look at Gog and Magog. Look at everything that Revelations predicts. How could a science fiction book from 2,000 years ago be so accurate?
I was in a movie just recently, and it was about the end, and I looked at my watch, and it wasn't a biblical movie. It was just a regular, I can't remember which one it was, but I said, you know what, some of these producers and things, they're forecasting what this could be like. I mean, they're seeing something, even in the movies, they're seeing something. And unfortunately, you know, that's why I think it's important that for us, us, and I'm not preaching to your listeners, but, you know, we've got to walk with God, because I think things are going to get worse. I think, you know, I'm not a doom and gloom person, but you can just see it happening. I mean, we hear it when I listen to you and study other things and look around. I mean, it's just happening left and right, and it's happening, you know, really quick. So I just tell people, just get close to God and stay there, because that's the only security when it comes down to everything that we have.
I agree with you. And expanding on that, look at the flash floods that have killed at least three in Colorado. 30-foot surge of water, mud, rocks. The National Weather Service warns of biblical rainfall. That's a quote. Smashes record set in 1940. National Guard called in. Towns set curfews. Mass evacuations. Meanwhile, there'll be a flood and people won't even leave their house when they're told to, because they're busy watching MTV. And it really is... like, people that are dialed into pop culture do not even know that they're on a planet. They don't even know there's a world going on. They just think it's all the television, and those people on the screen have a life, and that they don't have a life. And what I'm saying is, no, we all have a life. We're all on a big spaceship in deep space. It's beautiful. God's creations are all around us. And there's so many people to work with and help and be good and just be loving and stand against evil.
Yeah, and that's what we have to do. I mean, I'm always reaching out. I mean, I you know, there's a lot of people out there that want, you know, I believe people are looking for good now. I think people are tired. I think this generation are tired of all the stuff. It's all the some of the songs and some of the stuff that's been out there for a number of years. I believe they're getting tired of darkness. I mean, I remember when I was, you know, out there in the 60s, and I was a radical hippie. I was actually a yippie. I was at the demonstrations, and I was what you call a Timothy Leary bathtub acid prodigal son, and I was taking LSD and traveling around the country. And there was a lot of times in my life I was tired of the drugs. I was tired of the partying. I was tired of just, you know, I really wanted, and when I'd come across people that seemed like they had something good, had a light about them, you know what I mean? I'd gravitate toward them, and I think that's what made me go somewhat towards the Lord, because I'd run into these people that just say a few little things like, hey, God loves you, or he's got something special for you. They wouldn't preach to me or do anything or take me to church. They'd just say that, and it would just get a hold of me. And I think this generation really wants good stuff and, you know, good music. They want good music. I think, honestly, I think my daughter's song, this one just came out, is a very good song. And it's a clean, and it's not got a bunch of bump and grind and sex and rock and roll. And I think it's just a time that people are just wanting to see some more light.
No, I agree with you. I've got Drudge Report up right now. We can punch it up. It's crazy. There's a Netflix ad for Katy Perry, Part of Me, that just popped up. So here I am talking to Katy Perry's dad, you know, there's your daughter popping up there. And I know the short leash they keep celebrities on. And I've been inside Hollywood at the highest levels, inside music at the highest levels, just by happenstance over the years. And I always found it fascinating to watch how it's mafioso and how they're running these people. And they tell them, you criticize Obama, you criticize gun control, we don't care if you're selling 5 million downloads a year, you're not going to be on the tour, you're going to be off the radio. Hollywood people, I've been there when they're threatened. I was there when Mark Cuban was threatened by the White House, and it came out years later in the New York Times. And I talked about before it came out in the New York Times, the White House said, we're going to put you in jail if you put out this 9/11 truth film. So I'm surprised your daughter's able to be as clean as she is with this devilish system running it. So again, we're not judging her. I've been critical of the military propaganda film she was in, but that's so sophisticated. I don't think she probably even understood that. But what I was going to say is, imagine if not just Katy Perry, but other big celebrities that are listening, because they call me all the time. They're always scared to go public. Imagine if people just started going public and doing what they wanted. We could flip the system over. They try to keep celebrities in this worldly system on a short leash so they can control them to push their agenda. And I'm calling, as this global awakening happens, for celebrities across the board to start bucking the system however they can, because they can't shut everybody down. What do you say to that, sir?
Well, yeah, I believe that's true, and I believe that voice needs to go out, and people need to listen to it and hear it, and do something about it. You know, you was talking about Dave Mustaine. We know him too, and we've even had Bible studies in his house, and he's really a type of person. Even though his music, you know, is a little bit different, he's really you know, really loves God and his wife, and even he was so kind to us a while back here. We was in a move. We were moving, and we were trying to find a house to buy. And so he said, "Hey, I've got this cabin, this beach cabin in Oceanside, California. He wants you and your wife just go stay there until you make your mind up." So we went. And he was on your program the other month, I think it was. And he was speaking out. And, you know, he's got a voice.
Yeah, he certainly, they've certainly persecuted him over it, but I'm not going to say any more. I mean, that's the amazing thing about it.
Right.
And in fact, it was Dave that told me you were a listener about a year ago and said I ought to contact you. You were a great guy. And then I heard about it. I said, hey, I ought to get that book. And then I read it. And I totally resonated with it. So now here you're here. So that's how that happened. But speaking of Dave, Dave was never what you call a devil worshiper. You know, this is he said in his own words here. But if you listen to his songs, they're almost prophetic. I'm a big Megadeth fan. And they're about the New World Order and the end of the world, because he grew up a Christian. And he and his wife, Pam, are people think of Dave Mustaine as the really mean guy that could beat up, like, you know, 10 people, really tough guy, really wild, all that stuff, just like I was very similar to that when I was growing up. But now to know him, he is all about controlling his worldliness, being so loving, so good to people. And I've watched the world, I know him really good, mess with him too. And he knows that, and he's being good, and now he's getting all these blessings. But yeah, just an example of he is such a sweetheart, and his wife is such a sweetheart. And his kids are such sweethearts. And they stay at our house and stuff when they come to town. It's just amazing to, again, think of what Dave has become. And he was always an amazing person. But it's almost like there's such energy in youth that's why it's so easy for it to get out of control.
Right. You know, and I think, too, you know, always darkness tries to put out the light. You know, and you're always trying to do, you know, people like Dave, myself, you, when you're putting out the truth and you're trying to tell people, warn people, show people, make them aware of things, you know, we're going against the grain. I mean, if you're a Christian today, if Jesus is on your breath or you speak that name, you're already against you. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, it's just that for some reason that's why I don't know why they don't, you know, because there's nothing wrong with, I mean, to have people, good people around you is better than a bunch of people that are no good. And it's just when we're out there, you know, they don't like our opposition. And I'm like I said, I don't try to go preaching to these people. I just they see that I'm different, and I am alive.
Exactly, but it is. Well, don't short shrift yourself. For 40 years, as you said, you've been reaching out to millions of people very successfully, yeah. And tried to do it through your daughter's music, and then that went another direction. But I think it's going to end up coming back the other way, and that she's going to end up being bigger than ever, and as a mighty weapon against the New World Order and all these forces. And I think I already see that boomerang coming back around, sir.
Yes, I receive that. I do. I tell you, we pray a lot. My wife and I do for a lot of things. You know, not just for our family, but for a lot of things that's going on. And I think that you got a lot of listeners that pray too, really about for you and for what's going on in this world. And that's what really, you know, counts a lot. And it keeps us and it helps us. So we got to stay on that course.
Well, Keith Hudson. Out, you know. Keith Hudson's written the amazing short book. I recommend everybody gets it. Looking and Seeing. Great for parents to read. Great for your children of any age, really, to read. I say above about 14, 15, they'll understand it. It's very well written. KeithHudson.org. I said com earlier. It's org.
Yeah, org. Thank you.
Folks, oh, you bet. But absolutely. I mean, what you're here talking about is everything. And the best people I found have been the prodigal sons, like myself, yourself, Katie, obviously, Dave Mustaine. They've gone through the fire. They always had a good heart, but got caught a little bit, like we all do, by the devil's snares. But almost going through the fire makes our metal even better. And then when you get to know somebody now, I guess for like 6 years or so, Dave Mustaine and others, and then you just can't believe how genuine, good, and loving they are versus what the world tries to project they are, how the world hops on them if they have a crooked toenail. It shows you that the world is scared of good, loving Christian people, not the fake plastic church, but the real church that's in our heart that can revolutionize this world and bring us back from the brink of thermonuclear war. And no matter what happens, what do you say about the churches that say, don't worry about all the bad stuff that's happening? God will take care of it. Isn't it during these bad times that we should be working even more so that people know about the choice they have?
Oh, yeah. We've got to let people know that. I mean, you got to tell people the truth and let people know, because they're just going down that path of being led astray. And like you said a while back, we were all caught up into all kinds of things. But we've got to stay out there with our voice. And like I said, you have a voice, and others, Dave, and I myself, and there's many, many more. A lot of the people you've had on your program have a voice. We just have to keep, speaking that voice into the what's going on in this world, the truth. You know, people got it, the truth. You were born to know the truth. Your spirit wants to know. They don't want to hear all this, but your spirit, because God created us, it wants to hear the truth. And when somebody does speak the truth, they go, oh, yeah, that's what caught me listening to you. Somebody told me, he speaks the truth. You got to listen to this guy. So I turned you on, and what you were saying was, and it registered in my spirit, bam, it's over 2 years now. And, you know, I never thought I would never think I would be on your program. It's just shocking to me. I'm gonna have to, sit down after this, because I'm really honored that you would even give me the time of day.
Well, sir, what you've done is very important, and I've seen Russell Brand, who I've gotten a chance to talk to off air, and he listens to the show, and he's been listening for a long time, and that's helped, I think, wake him up to a certain degree, and I think he's on a trajectory to really become a powerful voice for liberty, period. Same thing with your daughter, and the Mustangs just told me what a wonderful person you were, and then I read your book, and it was very touching to me, looking and seeing, and so that's why you've been here, and I've seen your speeches, too, online. You're a powerful speaker. You're being very humble here today, sir. People can find your speeches and work, and we're going to be speaking at KeithHudson.org, and we just want to thank you for what you're doing, and also wanted you to be able to set the record straight on where you stand on your daughter, because who are we to judge anybody? I think we can judge the people that are actively out there doing bad, but people that are just a little off the path, it's our job to help get them back on the path. Lord knows I'm off the path. I mean, I've got a big heart and love God, but I've also got a very big dark side, and we all do, and so we got to deal with that.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me. We pray for you. We're going to continue. And I tell people all the time about your program. I get you some listeners. I even told a bunch today that I'm just going to do an interview with you. And so I'm getting them plugged in. That's what we got to do. Get people plugged in. The more people hear, the more. And so I really appreciate you. And I'll definitely, my wife and I will pray for you. And thank you for allowing me to be on.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, I need the prayers right now. Got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. We're at a critical juncture, so there's a lot of stuff going on, obviously, with the enemy. Please pray for us, sir, and I'll pray for you. And when you're next in Texas, I'd like to have you in studio, sir.
Yeah, I'd love to come. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, Keith. Amazing. Let me say bye to you here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of Mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I knew that if my friends told me that pastor was a really good guy, he would be, and his book's great. And I didn't even really get him on because he's Katy Perry's dad. I got him on because the Mustaine said he was such an interesting guy, but it's weird. I've had now Russell Brandt on, Katy Perry's dad. Now we didn't get Katy Perry on. Because, you know, I can say mean things, too, folks. I'm sure her dad's aware of that. Like, look at this war propaganda. Look at her putting this out to get young women to be part of it. And I do that just because I get upset about it, because they're going to shoot the women up full of vaccines and all the rest of it. But by doing that, we can talk about Katy Perry now and then expose, you know, how they're going to try to propagandize her. And now she's going in a better direction. It's not my job to sit there and, you know, do that. Just if I keep running across people's paths, it means I'm supposed to get them on air. If you just joined us, we had Katy Perry's dad on for like 40 minutes. And we got all this other world news going on. We first had a top CIA briefer to the president's on, Ray McGovern. And then we shifted gears into that for the Friday show. I didn't take any calls today. I'm going to take calls this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday broadcast. And I'm really going to focus in on the latest developments in Syria, but mainly the attack on the press, because that is the big kahuna. You don't just have the suppression of the Tea Party and the IRS being caught now in emails saying, go after Tea Party, destroy them. I mean, that they should all be indicted. That's racketeering. That's organized crime. That's what that is. When groups get together, it goes illegally suppress somebody's civil rights. A civil right violation, it's mafia behavior. And they have racketeering laws for that. And, of course, the mafia runs itself, so the problem is how do you stop that? Well, they've made some of them resign, but that's not enough. They're coming out with a thing to protect the press, but then it actually gets rid of the freedom of the press, or lets the government define who is press and who isn't. That's passed the Senate committee. It's coming out that Google is NSA. NSA disguised itself as Google to spy. And, I mean, that's exactly what I've told you for years. And there it is, CNET News. And we've got all this other just incredible stuff. I'll be quite frank with you. I'm pretty exhausted right now. And I've got to go work on Obama deception till late tonight. But I've got to do it or my children have no future. And I'm not whining like, oh, I got to work so hard. I tell you that because sometimes by the end of the show, I feel like a squeezed lemon. I mean, I feel like I've been put through the meat grinder right now. Some days I feel great after the show. But thinking of all the angles, trying to be accurate, I think focusing on all the stuff the globalist is doing intensely for 3 hours, it's like going to a funeral for 3 hours and standing above the open casket of somebody you cared about. You know, it's very intense. I got to go do that this Saturday for Raymond Teague. I want to go honor him, you know, good friend of mine for, I don't know, like 14, 15 years. I guess about that long. Wow. But at the same time, it's like it's all heavy. Everything's just so heavy. And I know why people tune out of it all. I know why they don't care and just give up. Because it is just insane. It's just insane. And it's so hard to look at all these globalists and all the things they're doing. Oh, it's so sickening. Samantha Powers, I mean, just up there, like she was all sexy, like she was Wonder Woman, shaking her hair around and really getting off on, we don't care about the chemical weapons. He's hurting the children, and we're going in. He started this, and to know they're the people that started it. They're the people that put Al-Qaeda in. I mean, it's just, it's like too much. It's too much. I mean, Well, you know, when Kerry was at least shaking and looked like he was going to pass out unhappy, I was like, good, see, you're unhappy. You deserve it. But with them, it's just they're all stomping around like they're a beautiful horse or something, getting off on stomping on the bodies of children. And I just like, ah. I mean, that's really it. It just makes me want to throw up. And then, see, I get angry, and then I get exhausted. And I'm just, folks, let's put an end to these people. Let's recognize good from evil. Let's speak out against them, and it's happening. We're turning the tide against these devils.